Job losses are happening in every sector of the economy, including media organizations and nonprofit advocacy groups. Earlier this week, WMFE, the NPR affiliate in Orlando, announced it was laying off 15 staffers, and the ACLU of Florida is laying off 6 employees and expects a 7th to retire soon. That will leave the civil liberties group with a full-time staff of 32 going forward. Brandon Hensler is the spokesman for the Florida ACLU.
The ACLU, like many organizations today, is feeling the impact of the tough economic climate that has, quite frankly, depleted many of our assets and reduced the donations that we truly rely upon to fund our activities, including those from the two foundations that were completely obliterated by the Bernard Madoff scandal.
Those two groups are the Palm Beach County-based Picower Foundation and the Jet Foundation, which directly funded the organization's lobbying efforts regarding the restoration of civil and voting rights back in 2007. Governor Charlie Crist changed the law to allow for the restoration of such civil rights for some ex-felons without waiting for a hearing. Hensler said he could not speak about what positions would be cut, but he said that it's important to know of the statewide presence of the group outside of Tampa and Miami.
So we've got offices in Orlando, Melbourne, Pensacola, Tallahassee with our legislative efforts, and Jacksonville as well. And none of these offices will be closed. And to be completely open, and none of our projects are going to be affected. We are still going to continue with our reproductive freedom and LGBT rights, voting rights, racial justice, and religious freedom projects to be able to make sure that we're advancing civil liberties across the state in all of these areas. I think that the fact of the matter is that those of us who are fortunate enough to keep our jobs are going to have to work smarter and work harder.
Liberal organizations and publications saw growth during the tenure of George W. Bush, especially after 9/11. The ACLU was one of those groups. But Brandon Hensler rejects the idea that because Bush is gone and Washington is being controlled by Democrats, that there might be a tendency for some to not want to contribute to the ACLU.
I think that's not out of the realm for people to feel that way. I think it's a little short-sighted and naive. I mean, with the inauguration of President Obama comes the great responsibility to clean up the civil liberties messes that were left by the Bush administration, as well as extraordinary opportunities to continue advancing civil liberties and civil rights at the federal level. There's so much work that needs to be done, and we've already had lots of proactive and very welcomed talks with members of the Obama administration, and we hope to do great work with them. But here in Florida, which is what we're focused on most of the time, much of nothing has changed. We still have a great deal of work to do on our issues. We still have a legislature that is hostile to civil liberties issues, and now more than ever is when we really need to shore up the support of our members and supporters to ensure that we are able to carry out our mission here in Florida.